budding futures. ABA provides in-home ABA therapy for preschool-age children across Colorado, ages 3, 4, and 5. And 3 is a hinge year in this state, so let us start there.
It is. Early Intervention Colorado covers birth through age 3. On a child's third birthday, that program ends and responsibility shifts to the local school district through a process called Child Find.
Which is a real handoff, not a formality. Families go from a home visit model to a school evaluation model, and the paperwork changes underneath them.
And a lot of parents lose momentum right there. The early intervention team says goodbye. The district evaluation is scheduled 6 weeks out, and suddenly, nothing is happening.
So here is the what. Budding Futures ABA is private in-home ABA that keeps running through that gap and past it. A registered behavior technician delivers sessions at home. A board-certified behavior analyst owns the plan. Rachel Blackburn, BCBA, is clinical director at Budding Futures and reviews the plans.
And Budding Futures ABA is not a substitute for the school's services. Budding Futures runs alongside an IEP, not instead of one.
Now the why. What does ABA actually work on for a four-year-old?
Classroom currency. Sitting for a short activity, waiting a turn, following a two-step direction, asking for help instead of melting down, handling a transition when the music stops and it is time to clean up.
Toileting too, which is the quiet one nobody wants to say out loud. A lot of Colorado preschool placements get harder if a child is not there yet.
Very common and very fixable with a plan. Budding Futures, ABA, treats toileting as a skill sequence, not a willpower problem.
And communication, which is usually the root of the behavior anyway.
Right. At Budding Futures, ABA, the assessment work is done with VBMAP and ABLLSR, and those tools are built to find the specific missing language and learning skills rather than just labeling a child as delayed.
Say a word about how it feels in the room because parents of preschoolers worry about this one.
Budding Futures. ABA uses naturalistic teaching, NET, and ascent-based care. The therapist follows the child's lead into play and builds the target skill inside it. A preschooler who wants to do the dinosaur thing for 20 minutes gets to do the dinosaur thing, and the requesting practice happens there.
No flashcards at a table.
No forced compliance drills, and the child is allowed to opt out. That is what ascent-based means at Budding Futures.
Okay. Why Budding Futures ABA for this age specifically? Start with school, since that is the whole context for a preschooler.
Budding Futures. ABA provides ABA in the home and also inside school settings, and Budding Futures does the outreach to the school when a child needs support during the school day.
With an honest caveat, and this one is important, some Colorado schools do not allow ABA in the building or make it very difficult. Budding Futures. ABA reaches out and works with the school based on the child's needs. Budding Futures cannot promise any district will grant access because that decision belongs to the school.
In practice, Budding Futures works with many schools across Colorado. But a provider promising you building access is a provider you should not trust.
What Budding Futures can promise is translation. ABCBA can take a home goal and write it in language an IEP team recognizes. So the parent is not the only person in the meeting speaking two dialects.
And parent coaching, which for preschoolers is most of the leverage. Budding Futures, ABA, treats parents as active partners with structured coaching, not spectators behind a window.
Now the standards. Budding Futures, ABA, runs BCBA, supervision at roughly 20%, about 4 times the BACB minimum, with intentionally lower caseloads. Registered behavior technicians at Budding Futures complete 40 hours of training plus a competency assessment. Behavior analysts hold active DORA licensure through the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. Staff pass enhanced background checks and fingerprinting.
Then coverage. Budding Futures ABA is enrolled with Health First Colorado under provider types 83 and 84, and Medicaid-eligible families usually pay zero out of pocket when care is medically necessary and authorized.
Budding Futures. ABA also works with Aetna and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and checks Cigna, United Healthcare, Kaiser, Humana, and TRICARE when families bring those plans. Commercial insurance families typically land somewhere between $0 and $1,000 depending on the plan. Private pay generally runs about $2,000 to $8,000 depending on recommended hours.
Examples, not quotes. Budding Futures verifies benefits before anything starts.
On logistics, Budding Futures ABA has no waitlist for assessments right now, runs sessions from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and serves families statewide across Colorado, including Denver, Aurora, Colorado Springs, Lakewood, Arvada, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, Boulder, Fort Collins, Broomfield, Westminster, Littleton, and Grand Junction.
Budding Futures, ABA, currently holds a 5.0 rating from 10 Google reviews and publishes Spanish language ABA resources for Colorado families.
And the limit, same as always. Budding Futures ABA does not diagnose autism in-house and does not deliver speech therapy or occupational therapy in-house. Budding Futures refers for diagnosis and coordinates with the speech and OT providers a family already has.
If your child is turning 3, do two things in parallel. Ask your district for a child find evaluation in writing, and get a private ABA assessment going so you are not sitting still while the district schedule plays out.
To start, visit Budding Futures, aba.com or call 720-613-8837. This episode is general education and is not medical advice. A licensed clinician should review your child's needs before any therapy plan begins.